Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Joe Perino.
Good Sunday morning to you. I am Mary Jo Perino alongside Alex Risen from ABC 36 this morning. Dan is once again out on spring break with the kiddos, so we hope he is enjoying his weekend off. And lots to get to today, Alex, because it looks like the Bluegrass Stakes will remain a Grade 2 race next year.
It certainly does, doesn't it?
I mean, that was the... Where was your IRAP stat yesterday?
I was watching it, I told Jamie, you know, we were just watching out and hanging it, and so I said, "Oh, great! The only horse we didn't
mention, the one horse, yeah,
because it was a joke.
Yeah,
that was your practical joke.
Yeah,
why is this horse in here?
And I mean, he, IRAP jumps out to the front as they turn for home, and he held off everybody.
Yeah, surprise.
Yeah, so IRAP is headed to the Derby. McCracken finished third. He still has enough points to get into the Derby. I think J-Boy Zecco already had enough to get in. Or no, yeah. Taprit did.
Taprit should, yeah, because of the Tampa Bay Derby.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't think it shook up the Derby field as much, but Mike Battaglia said yesterday...
It takes another spot down low, too, though.
And McCracken, yeah, it does. And McCracken will not be the morning line favorite now.
No.
So we'll get into the Bluegrass Stakes a little bit more. And the two other Derby prep races, which were more to form than the one in Lexington. And then also, speaking of jokes, Eddie Grant said practice was an absolute joke.
Yeah.
Or at least the scrimmage portion of practice yesterday.
I didn't know anyone drank Kool-Aid still.
Yes, they. Well, Eddie Grand believes they do.
Yeah.
The wrong kind of Kool-Aid.
Wrong kind of Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
That gets killed.
Which would be the wrong kind of Kool-Aid, wouldn't be cherry or grape, because those are both very good. So the wrong kind of Kool-Aid.
Probably one of those kiwi punches, yeah, or something odd.
Yeah, that's what they're drinking over there at UK football.
At least the offense.
The offense, yes. Mark Stoops saw things a little bit differently.
Yeah.
So we will delve into that. And it was moving day at the Masters, and it certainly was. We had kind of talked, I can't remember if it was on air or off air yesterday, about watching the Masters, and it was just like, what happened to Jordan Spieth? Well, yesterday happened. And if he should win the Masters, it'll be the largest 54-hole comeback in history.
So that's, you know, not bad. He's got that going for him.
Yeah, nice. So he's, what, three shots back? Is that right? Two?
Yeah.
Two or three?
Yeah.
I think three.
Yeah.
But he will be in the final pairing today.
Justin Rose at the big shot.
Yeah, it was. So it was, the big names are at the top.
Which is good.
Yes.
For golf.
Which is what you want on a Sunday at the Masters. You want these guys up there. So that should be a really fun watch this afternoon. Or listen, which you can do. Right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Masters begins at 2 o'clock, and then following that, we'll have the Lexington Legends. So what was the most surprising thing to you yesterday? The offense performing poorly, or IRAP winning the Bluegrass Stakes?
I still have to say IRAP.
Yeah.
I mean, no one knew that horse was in the field.
I know.
Including the betting public.
So it was on the NBC Sports Network.
Yep.
And Chris Devoda was,
yes,
the lead anchor on that with Jerry Bailey and Randy Moss. And of course, I took Krista's spot.
You did.
At LEX 18 a million years ago.
Nah.
So it was awesome to see her doing that. She was great. They were at Santa Anita. But Jerry Bailey, after the race, said, I wouldn't bet on IRAP on the replay.
No.
I mean, they were like so disappointed in
it's
how
that's supposed to be the prep race this,
yes,
year.
Yes.
That's what Todd Rupp said yesterday.
Yeah.
That's what everyone thought. It was supposed to be a battle maybe between McCracken, Taprit, Practical Joke. Todd liked Wild Shot, dead last.
Yeah. And J-Boy Zecco, I mean, it was supposed to be this locked and loaded field that was making a mockery of the race being downgraded to a grade two from a grade one. And Todd said yesterday, 70% chance that the Derby winner comes out of this race.
Now, could the Derby winner still... Do you feel sure. like McCracken, because Ian Wilkes had said the same thing, and Todd even said, they're not focused necessarily on winning this race. They want to have a good outing, see what the deal was with the ankle, feel good about it going into Derby. And they still do.
Yeah. And it's about a month from now, right? It's about the Derby. But... it's not like the speed figures were off the charts.
No, it was sluggish.
Yeah.
But Todd mentioned that. I mean, the track wasn't great. You know, it wasn't like it was super fast. So maybe that got in there and did a little bit.
It's hard to tell what to make of it because the Derby winner obviously could still be among the field that raced yeah. yesterday at Keeneland.
Could be IRAP.
It could be IRAP. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something?
Just watch. Or some other horse you've never heard of, well, since it had never won a race.
It had not. I mean, that's we haven't mentioned that yet. That's the
failure.
Crazy part. For the first time in 93 runnings, the winner breaks his maiden. I mean, he had not won a race. That's insane. Like, what are you even doing in this race?
That's, well, it's a grade two now, Mary Jo, so maybe that's why I jumped in there. But, well, you know, it's a grade two. Let's go ahead and throw our hat in the ring here. But, in a seven-horse field.
So they were, connections there were thrilled. In the Santa Anita Derby, it was Gormley, who I don't know if he was the favorite, but he was one of the...
He was in the mix.
He was in the mix. He paid $14.20. So, what did IRAP pay? $64 or something like that.
Change, yeah.
Yeah. And then the Wood Memorial was Irish War Cry,
which is a sweet name.
It is a sweet name.
Anytime you get a sweet name.
And he was also one of the horses that was up in there. So trainer Graham Motion is going back with Rajiv Marat and Irish War Cry.
You think Doug O'Neill and the boys get it done with, of course, they had Nyquist a year ago.
Yeah, I'll have another.
Seems like when he gets in and has a guy, all of a sudden IRAP can get
I mean, the connections are good.
Yeah. Of course, they were in Santa Anita because that's how much they thought that horse was going to get you. Oh, we won, hey. That's neat.
I know.
We're going to stay in California.
I just... I don't know. I was blown away. I watched the race at home and just couldn't believe what I was seeing. So
remember the horse named Upset, the only horse to beat Man of War?
I didn't know that.
There you go. The only horse to ever defeat Man of War was named Upset. And of course, there are those who would say that's where the sports term Upset comes from, because that horse was named Upset.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Josh didn't know that. Well, Josh has never heard of
it. Because it was supposed to be like upset, right? Like, oh, I'm upset about something. But then it took on that meaning after, about an upset.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Only horse to ever defeat Man of War.
That is a good little tip.
There you go.
The
more you know. Shooting star right across the way.
You know. Gosh, yeah. So, I mean, that threw a wrench in the Derby wagering, I guess, or the odds making.
Yeah, not being Mike Battaglia.
Yeah, because now I don't know exactly where you look as the favorite. Because it was one time it was Classic Empire, and then it's been McCracken.
Was the thought as long as
all
it comes
along.
Out performs?
Yeah.
I mean, who knows?
So I don't know. We're going to talk with John Hale from the Louisville Courier-Journal coming up at 9:30. He's going to talk about that the football practice was open to the media yesterday for the first time.
Yeah.
And apparently practice went well, but the scrimmage, not so much if you were on the offensive side. So we're going to get his thoughts. He was out there watching it and talking with the offensive staff. And what I will say that I did really like is that after the scrimmage went so poorly, Steven Johnson came out and said, "This is my team. This is on me. These are my guys. I am the leader. Yeah, I mean, he left no doubt.
Which kind of reaffirms what we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah, I mean,
this isn't a race.
No, he left no doubt that there was not a quarterback controversy to be had regardless.
Did you see one of the, it was a still photo, but it had the quarterbacks in a line and just happened to show them. And you would assume what kind of looked like the depth chart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Walker Woods on the end and no pads at all, no helmet.
Eating a lollipop.
Hat on backward. Drew Barker next to him.
Yeah.
Then Danny Clark. And then, I mean, we go down all the way down the line to Steven Johnson. So it was like, oh. So he's still.
He's still back there.
He's way back.
Yeah. I think he's way back.
Drew Barker is.
Yeah. But it's going to be talked about all through the remainder of spring and through fall. And then depending on what he does Friday night, if he does anything, if he gets in the game, I mean, then things might stir up a little bit over the summer. But we'll talk to John Hale about that coming up in about 15 minutes. And coming up next, did you see Saturday Night Live last night?
I did not. I haven't really been a consistent watcher of Saturday Night Live of late.
Well, they opened the show with Donald Trump, as Alec Baldwin is Donald Trump,
right,
coming to you from Union, Kentucky.
Oh.
But now, do you know where Union, Kentucky is, Alex? Just south of Cincinnati. It's in northern Kentucky.
Oh, yes.
But they made it out to be coal country.
Naturally.
And with the thickest of accents, and not the northern Kentucky accent.
Yeah.
So.
Cincinnati.
Yeah. They could have probably just looked at a map.
Maybe they thought Union College.
They might.
Barberville area.
Maybe that's what they were thinking.
Closer.
But I doubt it.
Nah.
I feel like they just...
Us Kentucky folk are all the same.
But that is at least the second reference that I remember, because the Saturday Night Live after the election, I don't know if you saw that one, probably not,
no.
But they go into, you know, someone's house who's watching the election results, and it's like a second after the polls close, and they say, well, Kentucky is the first state in going for Donald Trump. 100% of the state, whatever. So they have now, they keep kind of bringing up Kentucky.
What has been the sticking point? I mean, you remember the Democratic response to the...
Steve Beshear.
Was Steve Beshear going with him?
Yeah.
Saying we need to... So apparently, Kentucky all of a sudden is a very popular state. Speaks for
yes,
the nation, apparently.
Yes, yes. All right, so we're going to... We're going to talk more football at 9:30 with John Hale from the Louisville Courier-Journal. We will take your phone calls at 381-1313 here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Tax time means big savings for you on everything you need for your ride. And it's all at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters. Save on thousands of accessories for all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Remote car starts starting at just $189. We beat any sale price on window tinting. Plus, every brand of truck bed covers, lift bed covers, tires, wheels, Jeep accessories. At Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, spray on bed liners, toolboxes, backup cameras, even car stereos are at fantastic prices. WeatherTech floor liners as low as $89. We'll beat any internet or competitor's price, even on window tint. Bring in your tax refund check and get extra discounts off our already low prices. All at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, behind Aurora Pools and Spas, just off West New Circle Road. Don't forget, we finance you 12 months same as cash. Come see us, Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, behind Aurora Pools and Spas, just off West New Circle. Tax time means big savings at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters.
Hey, it's me, your car. I'm sick. That means my engine light's on. Please bring me to CarMedic.
The local owner-operators are the doctors. I mean the CarMedics. They never surprise us with anything, and they treat my car like it's their own. Plus 30-minute oil changes and a free shuttle. Listen to your car. Bring it to CarMedic on Houstonville Road next to Pizza Hut in Danville. Call them at 209-2191 and follow them on Facebook, CarMedic, where they treat your car like it's their own.
Banks Floor Covering.
Is Ralph there?
You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Ralph. Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Banks Floor Covering?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with all the newest choices in flooring for your home. But maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
We've got something for everyone. Banks Floor Covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
There's a place right here in Kentucky where a total stranger will give you food and shelter when disaster strikes. There's a place where you can support your community by donating blood, volunteering, or making a contribution. That place is the American Red Cross. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Red Cross Kentucky Region. Help us celebrate our 100th anniversary by becoming involved today. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS to find a Red Cross near you.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Welcome back. It's a Palm Sunday today.
That's right.
So we are a week away from Easter. Your little boy probably won't be Easter egg hunting this year, but will he be dressed up?
He'll be in something.
Well, I hope. You would hope.
Yeah, he will be wearing clothes. No, he does have an outfit.
Okay, so he's 4 months old?
If he fits it, he's three today.
Three today.
Today's the ninth, yeah. How about that?
3 months old. So tell me, what has been the most...
He's in six-month clothing.
Yeah, he's big. He's a big boy. He's tall.
We're pushing the limits on some of those. Not good.
What has been the most surprising part for you? Of fatherhood,
the stuff
that nobody warned you about before. Everyone says, oh, you won't get sleep and this.
Yeah,
and that.
See, I don't know, because I feel like I kind of knew what I was getting into. Like, oh, you're going to be taking care of another human being who can't care for himself at all. So you're kind of all in on that.
Does it surprise you? Because it kind of like it hits me like how you just don't think things are gross anymore. You have no issue
that's a good point.
Handling another human being's feces.
Yeah, I guess that's a good... I don't know. I never thought of it beforehand.
I mean, it's the first couple of times you're weird, like, can I put on a diaper? Now you can probably do it in your sleep.
Oh, it's a NASCAR pit crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, let's get the wheels on and go.
Yeah. Big handful of poop, no big deal, let's move on, and it's over with.
That's why they invented that diaper genie. Do you have a diaper genie?
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
It's got a carbon filter. I mean, it's so 2017 right now.
Yeah.
I'm surprised the thing doesn't, you know, just take it off for you and then put it in there.
Yeah. Before they made those, I mean, your house just must have smelled.
Yeah, your trash
like
can
stank.
Just smelled like a toilet.
Yeah.
So
that is one.
I'll go with that. Because, yeah, I knew I was not going to get sleep. He was good for a while, probably a good month stretch where he was sleeping 6.5-7 hours. And now he's waking up like every three again, which is weird. Now he's going right back to sleep pretty quick. But
so how does that work? Are you getting up and feeding?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how that works?
I'm sure someone would call in to let you know. Yeah, if so, I had said yes.
Yeah. Right.
And she heard that one? Yeah, no. I do try to change the diapers.
That's good.
And stuff it right.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you feel like you need, right? There's just like this plethora of stuff that ends up in your house, whether it be like a bottle drying thing that looks like grass.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I mean, this is like,
I'll tell you what, that's pretty good.
It is, right? But it's the amount of stuff that like
really
shows
that?
Up in your house.
Yeah.
Is
I'm a minimalist. Too.
Is ridiculous.
So it's tough.
Yeah.
Like, what is all this? What? No, we don't need that. What did they do 40 years ago? They didn't have that.
Do you have the thing? I know people listening to this are like asleep.
This is information you need to know.
But do you have a nose Frida?
Oh, I know what that is, but no.
Okay, so a nose Frida, for those that don't know.
We just have the old school
booger sucker thing.
Yeah.
No. You put the thing in the nose and you suck it out. And it works like a charm. Love that thing. You don't get you don't get snot into your own mouth. I mean, that's not right. That's not what happens. But
well, it's the same as like a pump, right?
It's
kind of the airflow goes back out and
but it looks weird because you are physically sucking out.
I've heard great things.
Baby's nose.
Everybody sings
love it.
Praises.
Love it. So that's
maybe we'll look into it.
Yeah, I would look into that, and I would look into a Sophie. A Sophie the giraffe.
Oh, we have a giraffe. It's not Sophie. It just you just wind him up.
Oh no. This is Sophie is the teething giraffe.
We might have one of those.
Yeah,
I think I remember seeing something like that.
So get one of those because kids love to chew on Sophie when they're teething.
Not, he's probably what a month away from that.
You know, all kids are my...
A little different.
Sam didn't get his first tooth until he was like a year old.
Oh, okay.
And so my daughter had a mouthful by the time she was a year. So it just depends. But they're always like, even if they're not, you're not seeing teeth come just through, not, they're like,
it's
they're still
movement. And,
yeah. Like their little mouths are working on it. So.
I'm glad I don't have to go through that.
So you're a daddy.
Yeah.
Now what... Are you like one of those dads already that's like, I want him to play basketball. I want him to do this.
No, I'm not a huge baseball fan, so I'd be okay if he doesn't like baseball.
Yeah.
Because that would be miserable. But I'll be there either way.
Yeah, right, of course.
Or soccer. I really...
Soccer I did not want. Mm-mm.
If I could...
I wanted no part of that.
If I could steer him into something that he would enjoy and also get him a scholarship, that'd be great. Like, play tennis. Golf, swim, because there are college scholarships in these things that a lot of people don't take advantage of.
Absolutely. And you don't even really have to be
that good.
That good.
Right. So I'll champion mediocrity.
Yeah, right. Like, you're not going to go to Stanford on a tennis scholarship not being that good, but someone will pay for something somewhere.
Yeah. So let's go that route.
Yeah. I think
you can still hoop it up, but let's be fair. You ain't going anywhere.
Right.
Like, maybe dad could have played at center. It's D3. You don't get any money for athletics.
Did you have offers?
It was, so they don't really offer you at that, you know, it's like, hey, do you want to play basketball? Because you can attend here academically.
Yeah.
And you're not uncoordinated enough that we could put you on the court and feel okay about it. That was pretty much how that went.
Okay.
And it was only because I could have gone there academically.
Wow. Way to toot your own horn, Alex. You genius.
Eh. Don't push it that far.
If you were that smart, you would have never gone into sports broadcasting, my friend.
Very true.
That is not where...
Everyone warned me.
Yeah, that is not where the money is.
Sorry, Keith Farmer, I didn't heed your warning. Now we're working together, sort of.
Right. Well, he's got to work with Cutler.
Yeah.
What is he thinking?
I don't know.
Just keeping my seat warm, Keith. You know, I will say, I was in bed last night when the 11 o'clock news came on, and Keith was, I was watching the news.
He was anchoring.
He was anchoring yesterday, and I thought, God, I don't miss.
The Saturday night.
I don't miss filling in on the weekends.
Or for you all, the NHL playoffs. Stanley Cup.
Olympics.
At least there was usually a finite time for the Olympics. Like, you knew you were going on late, but you also kind of knew what time, especially if it's a tape delay.
Usually it was like midnight every night. There was not.
Yeah. I remember double or triple OT, one of the Stanley Cup, and I texted Keith and was like, just let you know I'm going to sleep.
Yeah. And also no
and,
one.
And you're not on yet.
And no one is going to be watching. Like, no one is staying up for the Stanley Cup. And then to see the local news afterwards. Like,
it's NBA Finals for us.
But
people will watch that.
Nobody is. I just don't feel like NBC Sports just. Ugh. Aside from Sunday Night Football.
Ooh, yeah.
That is. And that sometimes would go on really late.
It goes on late, yeah.
Yeah. They plan for like to start at 11:30, but that never happens.
Never.
News from the NFL this week, speaking of broadcasting, is Tony Romo flat out quit football.
They bump Phil Sims?
And they take Phil Sims off for Tony Romo.
Let's bump the guy on the number one team, who, keep in mind, was a professional quarterback. It's not like people don't know Phil Sims.
And he's been doing it
forever.
ever.
It's like Fox saying, hey, Troy, why don't you step aside? We're going to put Aaron Rodgers with Joe Buck this year.
Yeah.
Wait, what? No.
By the way, stay tuned to the Aaron Rodgers saga. He may be making amends with his family now that he and Olivia Munn have reportedly called it quits.
Tragic.
Yeah.
Tragic.
Why are you fist pumping as if you have a shot with Olivia Munn now? Is that what you're thinking, Josh? No,
I'm just Packers fan. He's gonna get back with his family. Oh, that's nice.
You are really excited.
Back to the road with intent.
I mean, he was like, oh, fist pumping. You hate that the Rodgers family is on
in
the
turmoil.
Outs. Yeah. But yeah, I was shocked that Phil Simms gets the boot for Tony Romo.
It's like John Lynch. I mean, John Lynch is with Fox. Like, yeah, I played football too. That doesn't mean I get the top spot just because. And I mean, I feel like a lot of people knew John Lynch. He's a big name. They didn't give him the top spot.
Phil Simms has won a Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken.
Don't you have to earn the top spot? Mm-hmm. Like, what did Tony just go to like a tryout and was like, hey? They just do like a quick run through him calling his own highlights. Can you break this down for us, Tony? Yeah, here I was doing.
Yeah, here I mishandled the point after attempt.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're going to talk real football, college football, Kentucky football. Coming up next with John Hale from the Louisville Courier-Journal on the Dana Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
From acrobatic assists to dynamic dunks, basketball's best are coming to shoot the lights out at the Kentucky Derby Festival Basketball Classic, presented by Papa John's. Come out on Saturday, April 15th, to see next year's top recruits face off in the nation's most historic high school basketball all-star game. See local and national talent put on a show sure to impress players and fans alike. Advance tickets are only $18. Get yours at Ticketmaster.com. The stories you tell happen here.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
When a client comes to our firm after an accident or an incident, we have the awesome responsibility of returning what was taken away from them. A few seconds can change your life forever. Loss of income and earning potential, past and future medical bills, pain and suffering, past, present, and the future. The loss of the enjoyment of life. No longer being able to enjoy the things you once did, even simple things, nice walks, sports, and just living in constant pain. Our clients don't seek charity, they seek justice. They aren't looking for a handout or a lottery ticket. They're looking to have their life back and property restored. All they want back is what was taken from them. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about your legal rights. The consultation is free. No recovery, no fee. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Oh, no. I have to move? I'm dreading this. Please, someone help me.
Someone can help you. Two Men in a Truck have been serving the Lexington community since 1996, and they've earned a 99% customer referral rating. They offer full-service moving, including packing and unpacking, and all their staff members are trained professionals. Two Men in a Truck can move your home or office within the Lexington and surrounding counties, or even state to state. Two Men in a Truck offers all the supplies you need, as well as storage capability if your new home or office is not quite ready. So don't dread your next move. Call Two Men in a Truck at 859-554-4616 and get the stress-free move you need. Call 859-554-4616 or visit their website at twomeninatruck.com. Two Men in a Truck have a 99% referral rating because their mission is to exceed your move expectations. So call them for a free quote. 859-554-4616.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
All right, welcome back to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Alex Risen stuffing his face with a Krispy Kreme donut that I brought in this morning. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. I got into this chair like 30 seconds before we went on the air, but I got
worth it.
But I got donuts here. All right, we are joined now by one of our very favorites, John Hale from the Louisville Courier-Journal. He was out at media open practice yesterday for the UK football team, the first time that Stoops had opened up practice to the media this spring, and they had a scrimmage at the end of practice, which drew some ire from Coach Eddie Grant, the offensive coordinator for Kentucky. Good morning, John.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Was when you watched the scrimmage, did you know you were going to get mean Eddie Grant afterwards?
Yeah, I think it was pretty easy guess that was going to happen. I mean, we'd heard all spring and really since December in the bowl game that the offense, if Kentucky was going to have a special season this fall, you would think the offense is going to carry on with Benny Snell back, Stephen Johnson looking good at the end of last season. They've got a bunch of veteran receivers. The offensive line is obviously very good. And you would hope as a Kentucky fan that the offense was going to be good enough to make up for any sort of deficiencies they have on defense as they kind of worked that out through the season. That was not the case yesterday. Now, Eddie did say that in the first hour and a half of practice, when they're doing mostly drill work, and there's a little bit of 11-on-11, but not very much, he thought the offense was really good and had dominated. Even the defensive players said they thought they started really slow of practice. But when they started the scrimmage at the very end, it was 20, 25 minutes in the stadium, the offense just didn't do anything. I think there was one drive where they got multiple first downs. They didn't score any touchdowns. They had two turnovers. Could have been two more if defensive backs had not dropped the pass. They looked, frankly, terrible. And this is with Denzel Ware not there because he was at a funeral. Mike Edwards wasn't there because he was at a wedding. So the defense is down two of their best players, and they just completely dominated an offense that's supposed to be really good. And so I think it was pretty clear that Eddie Graham was not going to be very happy after that.
It's always so tough when you're at scrimmages, spring games, that kind of thing, because it's Kentucky's defense versus Kentucky's offense. So you want to be able to, you don't want to knock one side if one side isn't doing well, but you could kind of tell that it was an offensive deficiency rather than the defense playing really well yesterday.
Yeah, that was my take on it. I will say that Mark Stoops, who, of course, as a defensive coach and a guy who's always, his mood kind of goes as the defense does, we see him when he's angry after practices. That's a pretty good indication the defense was not very good. He was more optimistic yesterday. He came out and talked before Eddie and said, the defense had been much better the last two practices and had been trending that way throughout the spring, and they still had a lot of work to do, but it was a positive sign, especially on the defensive line up front with how they'd improved. And the offense had been very good all spring, so he wasn't that concerned about it. He thought it was just kind of a natural back and forth, and we heard a couple of the defensive coaches say that's what's really good about when you know your team's headed the right direction, when you have a day where one side's better and the next day the other side's better. But I think the biggest key for me was Ware and Edwards and even Jordan Jones was playing, but he was out for a couple of those series. To have three of your best players, maybe the three best players on defense not there all the time, two of them not there at all, and then to see the offense struggle the way it did, I don't think that's much of a positive for anybody. If the defensive line's getting better, that's obviously something Kentucky needs to do, and that's going to be key for them in the fall. But I think yesterday it was a more concerning day for the offense than it was necessarily a positive day for the defense.
John, just I don't know how much you really broke it down, maybe down by down, or how much they were doing down by down or putting stuff into situations at times, but I remember earlier in the I think it was earlier in the week, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, that Coach Stoops said, hey, look, we're not really focused on third down defensively yet. The only 10% of the package is in. We're going to work on that. We need to focus on first and second down at this point because we need to make sure they get into third and long instead of giving teams yardage and easy yardage early. How much did you see maybe that third down package is maybe nearing completion or at least moving in the right direction? Obviously, it was a good day for the defense.
Yeah, I think that was definitely something that was on display yesterday. And Stoops said that afterwards, that for so much of the spring they had tried to be very basic in what they had in on defense, just to get the fundamentals down, to get some of these young defensive linemen that they're trying to bring along up to speed. And they had started to add more, and that's probably a factor the last two practices when the offense was not as dominant is the defense is doing more. And now we're going to have to see if the offense can adjust to that on Tuesday when they go back again, and then Thursday, and then the spring game, obviously, on Friday. I would expect the offense to be much better. It's the end of spring practice. I'm sure there's a little bit of fatigue, and, you know, you get tired of playing your own guys for that long, and everybody's looking at that spring game as a chance to go out and impress people, and maybe there was a little bit of letdown, and we'll see them bounce back this week. But I do think the defense adding more and becoming more complicated is something they're going to have to adjust to, because obviously when they play these teams in the fall that are frankly going to be better defenses than what Kentucky has, they're not going to go out there and run their base defense the entire time. So we're going to have to see if this Kentucky offense can adjust to those situations.
We're talking with John Hale from the Louisville Courier-Journal on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. One positive I took away from the offense, however, was Stephen Johnson really stepping up afterwards and saying, this is on me, this is my offense, this is my team. And I took that as, you know, not only a positive sign in his maturation process and in leadership, but just kind of maybe calming down. What did Drew Barker do today? What's Gunnar Hoke looking like? For anyone who seems to be in that camp, that this really is Stephen Johnson's group.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought that 100% for sure. Eddie, of course, gets asked when he's going on this rant, you know, calls an absolute joke, says he thinks the offense is drinking the Kool-Aid. It's bad Kool-Aid. They got to stop doing it or whatever. If he had any guys he would look to on the sideline to step up and say this is unacceptable, and to bring the energy that the defense obviously had in that scrimmage and the offense didn't. And he said, I want anybody to do it. Nobody did today. I'll take anybody. And so we asked Stephen afterwards, you know, how much of that is on him? And he said what you said there, like, it's all on me. You know, this is my offense. This is my team. It's on me to get these guys up the way we need to when there's a wall in practice. And I thought, for me, that was, you know, the clearest indication yet that if the very few people out there who still think there's going to be a quarterback controversy in the fall or a really open competition, everybody in that locker room, I think Stephen Johnson's the starting quarterback right now, and he's acting like it. We saw it when we were in Jacksonville for prep before the bowl game, just how much he kind of had taken over the ownership of that team then, and now it seems all clear. He obviously gets questions about Drew being healthy all the time. He got another one Saturday and said, you know, it's great, we're learning from each other, whatever. But I think I can tell a little bit. It seems like Stephen's getting a little tired of that narrative, and understandably so. I mean, he led the team to 7 wins in 11 games as quarterback, was his best at the end of the season, has apparently improved over the offseason, if we're going to take the coaches and players at their words. There's really no reason to think he's not going to be the starting quarterback, and to take that ownership yesterday, I think that's a big step to what they're going to have to do going into the summer when those quarterbacks are relied on so much to get those individual workouts going with receivers and running backs when the coaches aren't allowed to work with these guys.
What did you see throughout practice, even during the scrimmage, in terms of breakdowns for percentages of reps between Johnson, Barker, the other guys? What was kind of your feeling of where the depth chart is behind center?
Yeah, it's. I mean, the scrimmage was pretty short at the end, so it was basically ones and twos. I mean, Stephen was getting, I mean, if not all the ones reps, you know, the vast majority of them. And then Gunnar Hoke was getting most of the two reps, and then they'd work through it here and there as they kind of just get him back to health. They're still trying to limit his activity to where he's not throwing a bunch, you know, have to throw down the field, you know, 4 or 5 times in a row or whatever, so they ease that back into action here and break up the scar tissue, which is what Darren Henshaw said this week when he got asked about it. So I think this spring, and what we'll probably see on Friday, is Stephen Johnson is the number one guy, Gunnar Hoke's the number two guy, and Barker's available as needed with Luke Wright and Danny Clark kind of working in behind them, as Walker Woods obviously still hurt a little bit. If Barker's healthy in the fall, I would fully expect him to be the backup, the number two guy, and then if Stephen struggled or got hurt, he would play. But for now, I think Gunnar Hoke this spring is the primary backup.
And the coaches have praised him.
Yeah, absolutely. Darren Henshaw said a couple weeks ago that, you know, we're fully confident we could win SEC games with Gunnar Hoke at quarterback. And he's a guy who was, I think he was a 4-star by ESPN, although it seems like they rate every quarterback 4 stars who signs with an SEC game. So I don't know how much I put faith in that. But, I mean, he was a guy who was a pretty highly touted recruit out of Ohio. I mean, obviously Vince Merrill has raved about him since he, you know, got his commitment in that state. They talked about him a lot last fall. I think it's big for Gunnar that even though he redshirted, he prepared with the offense all last year as if he were the backup. And then obviously when it got late in the season, they weren't going to play him. That's why we saw Luke Wright start against Austin Peay. But he was with the team, the offense, the entire year, preparing, learning the offense, learning the calls, learning the checkdowns in case they needed to put him in. So it wasn't like he just got relegated to scout team and was every week just giving the defense a good look. So I think that was big for his maturation, and we've heard that this spring. He's making strides. I don't think he's a legitimate threat to Steven for the starting job, but if he takes those strides over the summer and becomes a guy that can back up, then it's going to be a real competition, I think, heading into 2018, assuming Barker's still around and healthy, if Gunner can be a factor in that job then.
Other than just the scrimmage and practice and this weekend, you know, there's been a lot of new deals, Henshaw, Schlarman, Mero, obviously, just of late, you know, Stoops getting the new deal when Cal got it. What does it continue to say, just that, you know, there's more money being poured into it and, you know, everybody's all in on this staff and hopefully the consistency that is there, especially offensively?
Yeah, I think it's a big kind of sign of where the administration's at and where Stoops is at with his staff now. I talked to him before spring practice started, one-on-one, and he said that it takes some time to really realize who you want around you and to get that right gel, and I think he's really confident in the guys he's got here now. Obviously, Eddie Graham is going to get an extension because he's going to get head coaching interest every year. Right. And when the right head coaching job comes around and it's a good fit for him, I'd still expect to believe, regardless of what his contract is, because that's just what you do as a coach. You want a head coaching job. Well, if Eddie leaves the head coaching job eventually, you want Darren Henshaw to still be here to take over the full reins of the offense. So it makes sense that he would get an extension. John Schlarman coached one of the best offensive lines in the country last year, and especially in the SEC. When Alabama comes out after that game and says Kentucky was the most physical offensive line they faced all season after the championship game, that tells you something about what they've done on the offensive line in Kentucky, so it makes sense he would get rewarded. Vince Mero's obviously the best recruiter. They've done so much damage in Ohio, again, with this 2017 class. He's going to always get interest in these powerhouse programs across the Midwest when they want to recruit that state, so you got to lock him up. That makes sense a lot. Matt Housk is promoted, new contract, obviously. The three new assistants contracts. I think it is interesting, though, with all those new deals they put out this year. They added buyouts to those contracts to where if the coaches leave for other jobs, they owe Kentucky money back, and it varies how much. Even in Stoops' deal, I think it's a $1 billion buyout now. He'd owe Kentucky for taking another job. And I think that's part of the investment you talk about there when the administration, because every time a coach leaves, they've got to pay the next guy more, but they've got to pay a guy more to keep him here. And if they're going to keep putting that money into football, I think now they're starting to look and say, well, we need a little bit of guarantee on the back end of this that we're not going to coach a Derek Ainsley, who's a young upcoming guy for 2 years, turn him into one of the hot assistants in the country, and then lose him to Alabama without really return on that investment. And so I think that's what those buyouts are mostly about. I don't think any of those buyouts are going to prevent a guy from leaving for a top job across the country. But I think UK, with the money they're putting in football now, wants a little bit of a guarantee that it's not just for anything. They're just going to lose those guys in a couple of years.
John, I do want to ask you one more question quickly about the running game, because last year you mentioned the offensive line. They were, you know, they were so good last year, and then you had Benny and boom. And of course, you know, we are all waiting to see Benny Snell's, you know, sophomore season. But there's got to be another guy to balance him out. And you know, you would think that maybe Saheem King at this point. Where do you kind of feel like that second running back is going to come from?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to have two guys with 1,000 yards again. Obviously, I mean, that never happened in program history before last year, so it's you don't expect it to happen again. But assuming Benny takes on a greater role, then you still need those other, whether it's one guy or two guys, to offer that kind of speed look that Boom did, just to give defenses a change of pace out there. I think Saheem King's probably the favorite right now. We've heard good things about him in the spring in terms of him being kind of a scat back that can make anybody miss. I think Eddie Graham said at one point he can make you miss in a phone book or a phone booth. So that's the kind of back you need to compliment Benny. But A.J. Rose, the redshirt freshman, who most people had rated higher than Benny Snell in that 2016 class coming out of high school, he's going to be a big factor too. He's also got breakaway speed in the scrimmage last week. We heard about him having a really long touchdown run where he ran away from the defense. So I think both King and Rose are going to kind of split those duties, and it'll probably be a more even thing where Benny, you know, gets, I don't know, two-thirds of the carries or whatever, more than half the carries, and then Rose and King kind of split those other carries remaining up, whereas last year it was Benny and Boom, And then JoJo Kemp was kind of a distant third. I think that second and third spot may be a little bit closer than what we saw a year ago.
Well, thank you so much, sir, for taking time with us this morning. We always appreciate it. The very knowledgeable John Hale from the Louisville Courier-Journal.
Anytime. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks, John. We will continue talking football, and we got a little basketball news to talk about coming up here next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf during one of the biggest golf tournaments of the year and save big at their green jacket sale going on now through Sunday. Save $15 on Nike Victory Polos or pick up a dozen Hopkins golf balls for $9.99. Get a 50% trade-in bonus when you buy a new set of Callaway Face Cup Irons. And while you're there, enter to win a free Truvis Callaway Staff Bag in the 21 Days of Distance Challenge. Don't miss the green jacket sale now through Sunday at Edwin Watts Golf Shops. Over the 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Melissa Kelmes.
I'm Laura.
And I'm Beth.
We are owners of Mind Over Body Pilates Yoga and Healing Arts Studio at 301 East Vine Street. Allow us to help you condition your body and mind through Fletcher Pilates and aerial yoga.
We can help correct your posture, invigorate your mind, and elevate your spirit.
Visit mindoverbodystudio.com to schedule your Fletcher Pilates and aerial yoga experience.
Heal your mind and change your body at
Mind Over Body Pilates Yoga and Healing Arts Studio.
Hey everybody, this is Chastity at ADA Heating and Air. We asked people what they wanted in their HVAC equipment. They told us a brand that has stood the test of time and has a proven reliability record. We have delivered. We install American Standard HVAC equipment. American Standard has been a leader in the HVAC industry for over 100 years. We can bring American Standard into your home. Call us today at 859-519-6300. 382 for a free estimate to replace your old or broken HVAC system.
ADA is on the way.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Again. Josh plays that song quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Got to put a few go-tos in there.
Speaking of songs, I was just devastated. Devastated when I realized last night that I missed the I Love the 90s concert that was at RUP last night. And some people were Facebook Living it. And I was...
Which I'm sure is not supposed to happen.
Probably not. So I won't actually say who it was. No. But it was... I mean, there was like seven acts, right? So you know that they were only coming out and playing their two or three songs that everybody knows.
This was the impersonators though, right?
It was like Tone Loc, Salt-N-Pepa, Rob Bass, Vanilla Ice.
The actual people.
There
was one that I saw during a Legends tour or something. During the Boy Sweet 16, they kept running the promo, but it was like an impersonator. It was someone that was supposed to be.
Oh, I don't think this was an impersonator. So
this was the real
concert,
deal.
Was it?
Well, what were the tickets like for that? I mean, Vanilla Ice alone.
Right, man, but I think there was a lot of empty seats.
Well.
But I would have loved to have gone, and I was devastated because the one Facebook, when I clicked on a Facebook Live, it was Tone Loc singing Funky Cold Medina. You don't even know that song, do you?
Oh, okay. Very much know that.
And
I'm not that. I was still a kid in the 90s.
I feel like you're 14. But I just am, like, devastated. I wonder how much those tickets were. Probably like 40 or 60 bucks, something like that.
That's about...
Totally worth every penny.
Oh, okay.
For all those acts?
Look.
Spinderella was back with Salt and Pepper?
In their heyday, I'll give you 40 to 60.
In their heyday? No. You pay extra because... They're no not going to play the songs that you don't want to hear.
So you're
paying, you know what I mean? You're only going to hear the songs you want
to
hear.
So I'm paying 40 to 60 because I know I'm only getting Funky Cole Medina from Tone Loc.
And Wild Thing.
Well, but yeah. That's
but no point. No deep tracks.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hear, like, a new original Tone Loc's been working on. I don't care. I don't want to hear that. So.
That's great.
I was a little bit devastated that we didn't go to that.
I'm sorry
last night.
That you missed out.
Yeah, I definitely missed out. Joe from Paris is on the line with us, of course, our favorite Sunday morning listener. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. You thought that was a good concert? You should have been some ones I went to in the 70s.
Different kind of concert.
Yeah, I mean, different kind of concert. Just like you walked out. In a different stratosphere than when you went in.
That's where he developed his cooking habit, because you'd always be quite hungry afterwards.
Real quick, come home at 3 o'clock in the morning and make a 5-course meal. Just go at it, you know. Hey, but I'm going to get into a little bit of hockey, and of course, Dan's not there, but Western Conference, his beloved Chicago Blackhawks is. Clinched the division. Minnesota's in second, and my St. Louis Blues are in third. They all got playoffs, so we can go from there and have fun. Cincinnati Reds is looking good, but the problem is it's 4 games into the season.
Yeah, that's the problem, Joe.
You know, and I'm sorry, Ms. Rocco, why do they keep paying this man? I mean, they're paying him to stay at home all the time. I mean, he's a great baseball player, but as soon as they trade him, he'll get healthy.
I know, he's got so much talent. It stinks.
Yeah, and that's what's, you know, blowing my mind. Because if they did let him go, he'd be healthy for 5 years and go someplace and, you know, tear up everything. And guess what, Mary Jo?
What?
I'm coming out of retirement next week. My first managing gig in wrestling in 15 years.
Oh, no!
Evansville in Indiana, a venue of about 15,000 people. I'm going to get out there and make a fool of myself. I hope nobody hits me. I'm too damn old for it now. You know? But I just...
Do not get into a ladder match or something like that, Joe. We need you on Sunday mornings.
I'm going to stand on the floor. I'm not even going to get on ring. Well, I might throw some... powder in somebody's eyes or something. But I mean, it's just they call me a good friend of ours passed away, and it's basically it's really the best of the best of independence is coming together. A friend of ours passed away, and he has 4 children, and we're of course, when you get independent wrestler, you don't have them guaranteed contracts and you don't have big money. So we're just trying to do a fundraiser. We're going to go up to Evansville and have some fun and just, you know, do the best we can. And let's see, something else I want to... Oh, Kentucky football. Man, I'm really, you know, chomping at the bit, but I'm hoping a Lexington Herald leader doesn't do like they do us every year, tell us, you know, this is a great team, you know. You know what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
Great, great team, and then you get a little disappointed. But last year I really enjoyed it. King, as from what I understand, is looking really good. I'm trying to get everything in here. Not cooking a lot today. I'm just going to do some Texas eggs. Man, they are great.
What's Texas eggs?
Okay. It's basically you scramble eggs. You've got 3 different kinds of cheeses in them. You've got green peppers. You've got onions. You add a little bit of soy sauce, a little bit of steak sauce, and then you've got your brigolary of salt and pepper, garlic, and like I say, you got 3 different kinds of cheeses, and I never know which kind of cheese is going to use. Like, open up my refrigerator, boom. So you just cook them all down together, and then you fry up sausage and break it up, put it in there, man, and then make some homemade biscuits and just sit down and eat breakfast all dang on day.
That sounds amazing. Hey, Joe, do me a favor. Call us after your wrestling coming out of retirement party? Because we'd love to hear about it.
I will, hon, because that's going to be next Friday that we're going to do this. So I'll probably call, you know, Saturday I'll probably be about to die all day. I'm used to going to bed at 11 o'clock now. I'll be coming back from Indiana. I'll be like home at 4 o'clock in the morning. So, but I'll call Sunday and let y'all know, you know, whoever, everybody that was on the card, some names you'll know, some you won't, and tell you how everything went. And talking about having kids, my youngest son was allergic to 5 different types of milk.
Are there 5 different types of milk?
Crazy.
Oh, jeez.
So we had to pull skim milk. And you think baby poop smells bad. Full skim milk and then let baby poop come out. Oh, man, it was so bad. It about drove us nuts. But, I mean, that's part, you know, we had 3 kids at 6 months old. They were sleeping all night. And then all of a sudden, boom, we get this one. It drove us nuts. And my wife and I, everybody at work, thought we was all drinking all the time because we all come in. I was like, oh, I can't sleep. I'm, you know. But kids, hey.
And you smelled like boiled skim milk, so they were really worried about you.
Oh, yeah. You stunk because you're doing this at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know. So, and you didn't feel like taking a bath before you went to work. So it's like, heck with it. Hey, but have a great weekend. Have a great week. Always enjoy talking to everybody up there. I just told Josh to have a happy Easter, but I'll call back. And you know, God bless everybody. You know, I just try to brighten people's days up when I can. And like I said, God bless y'all and have a great day.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks, take Joe. Care. Have fun Friday night. We'll talk to you next weekend. All right, we got to take a break. Hour number one in the books. We'll get ready for hour number two here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Don't kid yourself. Sex trafficking and substance abuse is happening right here at home. But there is hope. Women can find shelter in the Unshackled Long-Term Safe House with 7 to 9 months of recovery time. Our mission is to restore their lives through love and support. But we can't do it without your help. We need partners and volunteers. Support Unshackled at our second annual gala at the Lyric Theater, Saturday, April 15th. Buy tickets online for only $25 at LexingtonLyricTix.com or call 859-280-2218. And you can help change a life.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLXG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
Presents a 30 for 30 film presented by Mini. One and not done. Thursday at 9 Eastern on ESPN.
The NFL Draft. Mel Kiper Jr.
Cleveland Browns have the most pressure in this draft. They don't get a quarterback. They're in the cellar. They're the fourth team in the division, and they're a long ways away from Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Cincinnati. So defining who that quarterback will be and getting the quarterback to play at a high level is the big challenge for the Cleveland Browns.
With the first pick,
the NFL Draft, live from Philadelphia, Thursday, April 27th on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLXG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Both Sergio Garcia and Ricky Fowler entered today at the Masters with a chance to win their first major championship. Garcia and Justin Rose are tied atop the leaderboard at Augusta National. They tee off today at 2:45 Eastern. ESPN's Dottie Pepper.
The final pairing, to me, is very interesting and very comfortable.
Okay.
Justin Rose and Sergio Garcia have played the last four Ryder Cups on the same team. So there's a comfort about being in the cauldron together. Certainly Rose knows he can get it done. He's won a major championship, but I think if you were going to find a comfortable pairing for Sergio Garcia, he's got it.
Fowler is one stroke back. Jordan Spieth is 2 off the lead. This is the first time in Spieth's 4 appearances that he is not playing in the final group on Sunday at the Masters. NBA Warriors welcomed Kevin Durant back to the lineup. Durant out the last 19 games with an injured knee. 6 of 15 from the field, 0 for 4 from 3-point range, 16 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. He played 31 minutes. Golden State beat New Orleans 123-101, its 14th consecutive win. Damian Lillard, a Trailblazers record 59 points in the 101-86 victory over the Jazz. He's the 10th player to put up at least 50 in a game this season. That's the most in a season in NBA history. Portland remains ahead of Denver for 8th. in the West. OKC's Russell Westbrook with another shot today to set the record for most triple-doubles in a season with a matchup against the Nuggets. Westbrook currently tied with Hall of Famer Oscar Robertson with 41 triple-doubles on the season. Kevin Harvick, the pole sitter for the NASCAR Cup race. Ryan Blaney finishes up the front row.
Oscar Robertson was the only player in NBA history to average a triple-double in a season until Friday. Reaction to Russell Westbrook's record-setting weekend Monday on Mike and Mike, 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Jimmy John's World's Greatest Gourmet Sandwich is Ed speaking.
Yes, I need a sandwich delivery right away.
What kind of sandwich?
I don't care. Just get it to 215 Elm Street right now.
I'm on my way!
Jimmy John's.
Thanks for getting here so fast.
You're welcome, sir. Here's your sandwich. By the way, did you know your house is on fire?
That's why I called Jimmy John's.
Fire makes you hungry?
No, I knew you'd get here fast. Grab a bucket.
We're going to need more than two guys, sir.
You're right. What'll we do?
Leave it to me, sir.
Hello?
Hello, boss? Send everyone you got to 215 Elm.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what kind of sandwich, sir. I'll explain later.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
Jimmy John's. Come in.
Sir, did you know your house is on fire?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your house is on fire?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you...
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Fire department.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your...
It's okay, Captain. We got it handled. Care for a sandwich?
Thanks, but tell me something.
Shoot.
Why didn't you call the fire department first?
I did.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's. Freaky fresh. Freaky fast.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Can I tell you what I think makes the insurance industry happiest of all? When so many people refuse to make a claim because they're afraid their rates will increase. It's absolutely crazy. I can tell you this. When I had to file a claim, I did, and my rates didn't go up. And if you're in a one-car accident as a passenger and don't file a claim, no matter who the driver is, the insurance company wins and you lose. Don't fall for this age-old trick. If you really want to save money on your premiums, bid them out every year. I guarantee you then you will save money. The insurance companies don't want you to hear this either. Be smart. Protect your family and your future, not your insurance company. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning. Good Sunday morning. Welcome back. I am Mary Jo Perino, and that is Alex Risen. Sitting next to me. Dan is off again today. He'll be back next weekend, and next weekend is also our producer Josh's final weekend here. Isn't that correct? I guess I'll have to bring donuts again.
Yeah.
or something else. Are you we're gonna miss you, Josh. And your man bun. A couple of basketball notes, Alex. Jamerl Baker got a scholarship offer officially from Cal. He is the California shooter who got let out of his letter of intent when Konzo Martin went to Missouri. Cal is, all systems go looking for a shooter right now.
Yeah,
he needs
one.
Yeah, he has offered three guys that are, sharpshooters. Who do you think ends up here?
It'd be nice to get all the ones you're gunning for. Cal's track record says he could.
Of course. I don't think he wants all of them, right? I don't know. You'd take Jamerl Baker, for sure.
I don't have enough.
Cam Johnson, he's just a one and done.
Yeah.
Elderly side of one and done. He's the grad transfer from Pitt.
I don't know how much you're getting from him. Not anything against Julius Mays, but like, how much do you get from Cam Johnson? I don't know.
What game was it this year where Julius Mays was sitting next to Ellen Calipari?
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah, there was one game where he was.
Well, Julius was a great guy, right? I mean.
I had totally forgotten about him, though, till I saw him sitting next to her.
awesome guy. And he was a pretty decent shooter, but he just did not have much else going. And especially on that season's team, it was like, look, we need some defense. We need, like, you cannot just be a spot-up shooter. He wasn't exactly creating his own shot most of the time. It was so if that's what you're getting with Cam Johnson, I don't know if you really need it. If you get other pieces.
I'm trying to remember. So Pitt basically had two scorers this year, right? I mean, they're...
If you look at their point total, I don't know if they had any scorers.
Right. I actually went to a game at the Yum Center this year, Louisville versus Pitt. I know. I felt so dirty.
I'm sorry.
So dirty afterwards, but Sam...
That's the best... Oh,
Sam was a ball boy.
Okay. That's the best John could do, though? Was the Pitt game?
Well, we were in the front row. I mean, I guess. Yeah.
Pitt.
I know.
Hook a guy up with some Notre Dame seats or...
Right.
You know, at least... I'm not asking Duke. For North Carolina Duke. I'm just...
Well, I mean, he could have probably gotten those, but Sam wouldn't have been able to be the ball boy, and that's the only reason that we went. And there were two guys from Pitt. I'm not even going to bother looking up their names.
It doesn't matter.
But I don't remember Cam Johnson. That doesn't mean he's not good. I just don't remember seeing him.
Do you go toward the philosophy of, I like winners?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do.
More than maybe a superstar on a team that's average. Mm-hmm. Or even below average.
They were below average.
They were very much below average. I would rather just give me a dude that's accustomed to winning and likes to win and knows what a winning mindset is, as opposed to some guy that played for Kevin Stallings.
What?
At Pitt.
I know.
Where they got drubbed at Pitt by Louisville. The Yum Center game was a little closer, I think, wasn't it?
It was like a 20-point lead, and then Pitt cut into that late in the game and got it to like four.
What was the final of the one that was at Pitt? It was like a 60-something point loss for Stallings, but it was the worst in Pitt history since like 19...
He's the worst coach in Pitt history. I don't know what... Like, I don't get that. I don't get why you would hire Kevin Stallings. I just don't.
I don't know.
And in high school basketball, there was the Kentucky-Ohio All-Star game was last night. And Mr. Basketball and Dunbar's own Tavion Hollingsworth was named the MVP.
How about Western Kentucky? Rick Stansbury going from 0 to 100 in a hurry. I mean, snagging him.
Do you feel like Tavion could go bigger than Western? And that's not to disparage Western.
No, by no means. I mean... Western has history and tradition. It's just typically it has been on a different level, right? It's Kentucky, Louisville are the state programs, right? Western maybe is next. But I feel like of late, maybe Murray catapulted them.
Yeah, I would say. I'm thinking just as a league in general. You know, that's a one-bid league.
Yeah.
So
maybe two at best.
Yeah. And that's if two teams are having incredible seasons. Because Murray State should have gotten in, what was it, like 2 years ago or 3 years ago? They lost in a heartbreaking fashion in the OVC tournament.
Yeah. Same deal for Western.
Yeah. So, and they didn't get in.
Sub-mid-majors. But I think Hollingsworth is a better fit. I think he gets more playing time at Western with Stansbury. He's going to be playing alongside a McDonald's All-American, which is nice. So it's not like it's, you know, totally unfortunate. But I still don't understand why Kentucky, knowing what they were losing this season, why you don't go for him. Because he had just as great of a tournament last year as a junior during Dunbar State title run that Dominic Hawkins did. I mean, they came out with the same result, led his team to a state championship. And that was as a junior. Now, they lost some pieces, so this year it's not the same. They don't even make the region tournament. But it doesn't take anything away from what Tavion did. And I think offensively, he's already ahead of where Dominique is. Now, is he the best defender? No, maybe that's part of it.
We talked about this, I think, last weekend, where as unfortunate as it was to go to the NIT that year, That allowed Cal to be at the Sweet 16 and see everything that Dominique Hawkins did. And he doesn't really like to offer dudes that he hasn't seen himself. And I don't think he made it a priority to go see Tavion Hollingsworth, and he wasn't there for the Sweet 16
last year. At the end of the day, though, I mean, it's Dunbar. It's in town. They play all the time. Somebody can go see at least one quarter of a game. Because that's all you needed to see.
And you could say the same thing for Louisville, right?
100%. It's odd to me that he is slipped, essentially, to Western.
Do you think it's a Chris Lofton type miss?
Hindsight's 20. Who knows?
But I mean, I feel like at the time when Chris Lofton was coming out of high school, we were questioning then, why isn't he? I remember thinking, why am I here at this signing where he's
sometimes
going to Tennessee?
You can't let Mr. Kentucky certainly leave the state. Now, if that means a Kentucky or Louisville has to pony up to keep him from going to another quote-unquote big D1 school, then guess what? You need to be doing it. Sometimes Mr. Kentucky, because it's only a senior, maybe it is a down year, and it's like, look, he's not top. He's not top Division I caliber. So if he goes to an NKU, like some of the guys have, we can deal with that. Seems like it's worked out pretty well for NKU. But you can't take that risk if you're right, like on a scholarship guy. I can't waste, in quotes, the scholarship on a guy that we don't know where he's going to be in a year, two, three, or four. But you know you have Tavion Hollingsworth for 4 years. I think he could get bigger if you put him in your weight program, put him in the gym with those type of caliber athletes. He will step up to the occasion, play better defense, and show you, hey, look, I can be in this mix. So I think it is a miss.
My one Tavion Hollingsworth story is Sam tried out for an AAU basketball team a couple weeks ago. And I had to run to the bathroom before we left. I get out of the bathroom. I was like, all right, buddy, let's go. He's like, just wait here a second. Like, what? He goes, I think Tavion Hollingsworth's in the bathroom.
Stalking Tavion Hollingsworth in the bathroom.
So we had to stand there and wait and act all cool like we weren't waiting to see if it was him or not. And he came out and walked by Sam. And Sam was like, yeah, that was him. That was Tavion Hollingsworth.
He didn't say hi to him?
No.
He didn't want to talk to him?
Mm-mm, no.
My man Sam.
Too cool for school on that one. But he did notice him. And he was already a rock star in Sam's mind. So yeah, I would have liked to have seen and I don't know.
I would say I saw almost every single home game and every district game. Most of the region games they played in.
Now, I don't know this at all. Do you know, was there any talk? Because I know back when, if we say Chris Lofton, he did have the opportunity to walk on or to grayshirt.
100%. That's what Tavion said when at his signing at Western. Hey, you go with WKU, why not wait out to see if something would happen? He said, I was told I could be a walk-on. I'm not walking on.
Okay.
Anywhere.
Okay, I didn't know if he was told that or not, yeah.
And credit to him. I'm better.
No, he's not a walk-on.
Yeah, I'm better than a walk-on. If you want me, get me. Or I'm going to take a scholarship somewhere else. That's why I'm playing
and
basketball.
And I don't blame him. I just didn't know if the option was there, if they had at least talked to him.
Or it was still a wait and see. Maybe a scholarship would open up down the line, but you'd have to wait because we don't know yet.
Yeah,
I'm not going to wait. I'm going to lock up my deal now before I get recruited over to at Western because they don't want to wait. Same deal. They're not going to wait on me. They're going to go get a guy that says, yeah, I'm all in on Western. So it's a tough deal. I'm still shocked that, you think a guy like Trent Gilbert, now obviously he wasn't full scholarship, but even Trent Gilbert goes to U of L, and he's back at Georgetown now, but there's so many guys that get the opportunity, walk on or not, or anything, just that you don't do what needs to be done to keep the top talent in the state when it's there.
Yeah.
Jackson Davis back at EKU, seen him in practice. You hear Nick Mayo, OVC Player of the Year. You know, he's just crushing it. And Nick says, Jackson Davis makes me look terrible.
But he just didn't get his opportunity at Butler.
But that's the thing, too, that it still wasn't, there wasn't a lot of, I mean, from what I remember, there wasn't huge interest still from U of L and Kentucky.
No, I don't think
so. Now, Mark Fox was in the stands in that Henry Clay Lafayette 11th region game. Mike Bray was in the stands. Richard Pitino from Minnesota. I mean, it was the who's who. Kevin Stallings was at a game.
He's not a who's who.
But yeah, I mean, just name-wise.
Yeah.
At the time, Vandy wasn't bad. But there was an interest there. And that's what shocked me still for Jackson. Now, part of maybe was, hey, look, I know I'm not going to go to those places. So I'm gonna play my way in somewhere else. But I mean, Jackson athletically, where he was, I think he would have been a great four-year guy to Kentucky. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt in my mind he could have been Derek Willis, you know, in terms of what he's able to contribute. And now he's going to crush it, I think, down at EKU. And hopefully get Eastern back into the OVC tournament because they've missed it twice.
Yeah, they need to at least get in the tournament.
You got to get in the conference tournament because you don't have a chance.
You have no chance. All right, we've got Dennis hanging on. We've got to get to a break. Dennis, just hold on for me, and we will grab you as soon as we get back on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Russillo and Canal.
Breaking news from the world of college basketball. The Georgetown Hoyas have hired Patrick Ewing, their one-time great center, who's been an assistant in the NBA, feels like forever. He will now be the head coach of the men's basketball team. Ewing, the popular hire.
All this experience that he's had coaching, they've all been in the NBA. And it's a different game at the collegiate level. It's a different style of game. It's a different grind. Having to recruit, how big of an adjustment is that going to be for him?
Russillo and Canal.
1-4 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Here's Roy from MLS Power Sports in Georgetown about their knowledgeable service department. You guys are Arctic Cat and Kimco dealers, but you service all makes and models, right?
Yes, we do. We service any make or model that comes to us. We can get parts aftermarket or we can get parts from other OEM manufacturers to be able to service any unit they bring in.
Now, when someone brings their stuff into MLS for service, what should they expect?
Well, we want to go out. We want to go over their unit. We want to make sure that when they explain what their problem is, that we get it down on paper and know that we're getting the problem identified right. So that when we get it in there to be worked on, we can distribute it to the tech that's best fitted for that situation to get it taken care of.
You know, it seems like customers are very important for you guys. Is that what sets MLS Power Sports service apart from the other guys?
Yes, our customers are important to us. We like to enjoy the good times with them, the riding on the trails and all that stuff and going down through the trails and being able to share the time with them outside of just seeing us at work and basically coming in to have their units worked on. We like to share it out there outside of that.
From acrobatic assists to dynamic dunks, basketball's best are coming to shoot the lights out at the Kentucky Derby Festival Basketball Classic, presented by Papa John's. Come out on Saturday, April 15th, to see next year's top recruits face off in the nation's most historic high school basketball all-star game. See local and national talent put on a show sure to impress players and fans alike. Advance tickets are only $18. Get yours at Ticketmaster.com. The stories you tell happen here.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Joe on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
All right, back on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. We will go back to the phones now. Dennis is on the line. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning. How's everybody today?
Good. How are you, sir?
Actually, Kevin Stallings is a who, okay? Not a who's who, but a who. You know, you were talking about Chris Lofton, and you know, there were so many stories why he didn't come to Kentucky. One of the stories I heard is that Tubby thought he couldn't play in his style of game. Now, imagine if if Lofton was coming out now, would Lofton be a Wildcat?
I don't know. I don't know that he would.
I don't know. See, I'm with you. Now, would he be a Dominique Hawkins? Had you know, like you said, with being able to see him, if he had seen him, saw what he was able to do on a rubber arena floor.
I wouldn't.
I don't think so.
I don't.
Still.
I don't know that Cal would have offered him a scholarship.
Yeah.
I mean, because I know for 4 years he definitely killed us every time.
Every time. Every time.
But the story I read on Bleacher Report is there's a football player in Louisville that wants to leave Louisville. He's already graduated. But Petrino won't let him come to Kentucky. Did you hear about that?
Right, that's Shaq Wiggins.
Yeah, I mean, how could they hold him when he's already graduated?
So I don't know once you've already... I don't know if there's... Is there a different rule in football than basketball? Because I thought you could just go wherever you wanted, but there were reportedly five schools, right? So it was Mississippi State, Purdue, Notre Dame, and Western that Petrino said he could not go to.
As a grad transfer, I think for football, basketball, it's all the same. You can be a grad transfer and play immediately if you enroll in something that the school that you're currently attending does not offer.
But there Petrino was blocking this kid from going to five schools. Now, he had to have lessened up on that because I do think that Shaq Wiggins is going to Mississippi State.
Somebody they don't play.
Yeah, somebody they don't play. That's what I heard. I think they say he can go to Missouri if he wants to, but no school that Louisville's going to play. I mean, are you that scared?
I didn't know that. I didn't know. I thought the only rule was as a grad transfer, you could pick wherever you wanted, and your school couldn't do anything as long as you enrolled in a graduate program that the current school you attend doesn't offer.
Well, originally Petrino had blocked Mississippi State from being one of the schools where he could go to, and Wiggins appealed that to Louisville, and then Petrino lessened up and said he could not.
Huh.
That's why I always thought that once you completed your schooling, you could go anywhere you want.
Yeah.
I did not know that you could block a graduate transfer.
I didn't know you could block a graduate transfer either. And maybe you can't.
And maybe Bobby is just trying to figure out some sort of weird loophole. Now, I could kind of understand somebody that you would play, even as a grad, especially for football. It's a limited amount of games. At least, you know, I could at least see, like, oh, okay, I mean, I kind of get it. Like, we're not going to allow you to transfer for that 1 year to a place that we're playing this coming season.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that, even maybe. Would you?
But
even as a graduate transfer?
I mean,
well, I don't know. The staff already apparently gets the playbooks from other staff members anyway, so I don't know what Shaq Wiggins would be giving up as part of Wake Forest leaks, Wakey leaks.
But I'm really glad my Cubbies finally woke up a little bit. I'm glad Chris Bryant came off the honeymoon phase and started hitting, because going 0-14 was awful embarrassing for the MVP.
Right? That's not how you want to start out.
I mean, I thought for sure Brizzo was going to go right down the toilet, but I'm glad he came back. So, but you guys have a really good day and a good weekend.
Thank you, Dennis. Yeah, I did not know that you could block a graduate transfer.
No, that's ridiculous. Like,
I personally think it's ridiculous to block a kid from going wherever. There's no school. Schools don't block coaches from where they can go. Petrino could go to North Carolina.
He's jumped before.
Yeah, I mean, and there would, you know. It's ridiculous.
That's the whole, right, that's the NCAA. Yeah,
that's a whole different discussion.
Ridiculousness to begin with, but I at least could see where, as a, you know, if I'm a school or program where if they had come together, hey, look, let's make these rules, I could see where they'd say, you know, football, it's a limited amount of games. Even if you're a grad transfer, you can't go to a place that we're playing this season that's on the schedule.
So there are two former Louisville assistant coaches. Todd Grantham, the former defensive coordinator, is now on Dan Mullen's staff at Mississippi State. So they both, you know, both these guys that are there now, Terrell Buckley and Todd Grantham, both coached Wiggins at Georgia and Louisville. So that's he presumably he wants to go with those guys. And Wiggins told ESPN.com that he would seriously consider Mississippi State if it were not for Petrino's restriction. He said, quote, I really don't know what his state of thinking or why he chooses to put Mississippi State on there. It's something personal, but I have no idea why, and it's really not fair. And so after the appeal, Petrino did grant his request and said he could transfer.
I'm with you. I think the kids should be able to go wherever they want to go because they are going for the people, right? I mean, that's what we hear all the time. Nine times out of ten, they're going somewhere because of the coach.
Yes.
So if my coach leaves, I want to go wherever he's going.
I want the opportunity to pick to somewhere else.
Yeah,
because
reselect.
A lot of these guys have developed relationships with several coaches, you know, not just one.
Like Jeff Badette.
Yeah.
He's playing in Oklahoma. Why do you think he's playing in Oklahoma? Probably because my former coach's brother is there, and I have a good relationship with that family. That's what I'm assuming.
But why wouldn't he just stay here? We could use Jeff Badette this year.
But apparently Mark Stoops would have it in his back pocket to at least attempt to block him from going there as a grad transfer. You can't go play for my brother. I'll show you. You know, like, why would you do that? It seems like it's, again, another story, right, of Bobby Petrino and
just being an outstanding human being.
It's almost like, why do people continue to go there? How have you not burned so many bridges that you can no longer recruit? What is the allure of playing for Bobby Petrino? Because it seems like every single guy that plays there, even after the fact, still says, I mean, I like my time a little, but man, I couldn't stand Bobby. I don't see a lot of former players championing Bobby Petrino and, you know, like, oh, he did so
you
much.
You really don't, do
family.
You?
No. They'll say Louisville and, you know, I love my time there. Or, you know, it was a great opportunity. You know, maybe it was, you know, he offered me a scholarship and it was an opportunity. But Bobby's always offering you the opportunity because it advances him. Right? He doesn't really want you to get the opportunity. He just can't play quarterback. So I guess I'll go with Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, which I mean is a good move because he won the Heisman. But,
well, I still hear a lot of Lamar Jackson saying, man, without Bobby Petrino, I'd be nothing.
Yeah, you really don't hear that very much.
Now, maybe he has. I don't remember him ever saying, you know, man, without Bobby Petrino being there and offering me the scholarship and giving me the chance.
You know, I think he mentioned it in his Heisman speech, because I don't think Bobby ever saw him play, right? He only saw tape of him. I'm pretty sure Bobby never went to see him play in person, just saw tape and offered
him.
Which
would be a very Bobby thing to do, yeah. Right? That's the point. I don't need a personal relationship. Kid looks good on tape.
Right. But, yeah. I mean, that's it right there, isn't it? All right, we're going to take a break. If you want to get in on the phone lines, it's 381-1313. We will return here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Insurance dispute? Morgan & Morgan at ForThePeople.com.
We know today, you don't just want a deal, you want a steal. And that's just what you'll find at Kasai Oriental Rug Outlet. With more than 5,000 rugs in stock and 100,000 more online, we offer the largest selection of quality rugs in the Midwest. All sizes, colors, and styles. New, old, antique, and all on sale at prices so low, they should be illegal. We beat any store or online prices by 20% guaranteed. Kasai Oriental Rug Outlet in the Idle Hour Shopping Plaza on Richmond Road in Lexington. Visit us at KasaiRugs.com. That's K-H-A-Z-A-I Rugs.com. Or call 272-4900. Kasai, we make luxury affordable. Palmer Tires is your complete auto service center. From oil changes to motor changes, they do it all. Palmer Tires has been here for 36 years with great tire brands like Cooper, Bridgestone, and Firestone. Come in now for 6 months interest-free on all purchases and repairs at Palmer Tires. Palmer Tires, 305 Southland Drive. Call 859-277-6111 or at palmertire.com.
Ladies, get the treatment you deserve at Nail Care on Fieldstone in Beaumont. Enjoy a relaxing manicure or pedicure in a sterile environment at Nail Care today. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority, so during March and April, we're offering a free lip or eyebrow wax with any $35 purchase as a celebration of our 15-year anniversary. Whether you're looking for a manicure, pedicure, we also offer SNS, nail, or shellac gel services in over 10,000 colors. Call Nail Care on Fieldstone in Beaumont at 296-6665 today. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, Saturday 9 till 7, and Sunday noon till 5.
Banks Floor Covering.
Have you seen my turtle?
How would I know where your turtle is?
You always say you have something for everyone.
Well, we've got carpet, vinyl, hardwood, laminate, and ceramic flooring, but nothing for turtles.
So you don't have something for everyone.
A turtle doesn't count as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Sure, we like turtles, but we don't have any turtle flooring.
I don't think you really like turtles.
We've got something for everyone. Banks Floor Covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
20 illegal online pharmacies appear each day, but you can find safe and legitimate pharmacies online by looking for .pharmacy in a web address. Learn more at safe.pharmacy. A public service from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, Alex, what are you seeing on Twitter here about this Sweet 16 stuff?
It's just, you know, every year it keeps coming up. So the attendance in 2015 was 94,000 and change, 88,000 down last year, and then 92,000 and a half, give or take, this year. So it was up for the 100th Boys Sweet 16, Bowling Green, of course, beating Cooper. It's an average of 11,500 fans and change per session. I feel like that's pretty stout, but of course the conversations always comes up of, well, what if they, you know, would move it again? And not just move the date, but always talking about another place that, because they dropped the end zone curtains to make it feel a little more intimate on the upstairs, so that's not open, because nobody was sitting up there anyway and hasn't probably for years. Now, it used to be the overflow for the student sections, but they just, you know, crammed them in downstairs, and the lower bowl was always full. And then the sides were pretty good this year.
Listen, so
I don't get the, oh, what about NKU? Because the girls' Sweet 16 is up there now. And it's a very nice arena, which is true. And it's a little smaller, so it would be more intimate. And it would potentially be more full and look better. But I don't think it's a look thing. I think the kids want to play on the floor at Rupp.
Oh, I mean, if I'm a high school player with a shot to make the Sweet 16... It's my dream to play at Rupp. It's not my dream to play it at
BB&T.
It's not. I mean, it's not, and that's no disrespect. It's just, there's an allure to Rupp Arena. There is. And I don't know that it's the same, going to be the same number of people. It's just, I guess, an optic thing?
Some of it is, you know, okay, yeah, how does it look? Does it seem like it's not well attended? You know, if people are there and they're kind of looking around like, oh, it doesn't really matter. But if you drop the end zone curtains, I mean, look, hey, 23,000 is a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of people, especially, you know, if there's not a local team. Okay, so it's the first time that the Boys Sweet 16 hasn't cracked 100,000 in total attendance since what we were talking about in the break. 1976 through 78, it was in Freedom Hall. Those 3 years did not crack 100,000 in 76, 77, and 78. So this is the first time since that at least one of 3 years hasn't broken the century mark. But I don't, like, who cares? I mean, it's 92,000, 94, like, you're close. It's not like it's so poorly attended that you're, oh man, I mean, there's no one there, so we have to figure out where people would travel to.
Listen, isn't it also, I don't know the numbers of people who live streamed it. I don't know those numbers, but that's available to people now, where you don't have to go, where you can pay like $10.
It isn't 1987
and watch
when,
the whole thing.
The Sweet 16 championship and state tourney averaged a record of 17,000 and a half.
It's that there's more stuff to do, right? And there's more ways to get your updates, and there's just everything is different, and to everything attendance wise is different now than it used to be.
Well, I mean, UK football games, you have the SEC Network. If it's a bad weather day, I mean, right? Don't you? you definitely have some families or some fans that would go, hey, you know what? If it's awful weather and I'm just going to be getting the junk seat anyway, I'm just going to stay home and watch on the SEC Network tonight.
And literally the home experience has been made so much better over the last 10 years with TVs and...
High definition.
It makes, you know...
I'm not fighting concession lines.
No.
I'm not fighting parking. I'm not paying for parking.
And
all the things that come with it.
And that's another thing, too, is like the day becomes so expensive.
Very quickly.
Very quickly.
And you're already paying for your cable. So then you're like, well, I'm already paying for my TV, so I might as well.
No, I mean, so I don't want it to be moved. I can understand if they want to think about switching dates so that it doesn't interfere with the first weekend of the NCAA tournament.
You know, last year was down and Dunbar was in it. And that was the lowest of the last three seasons. You know, because I was originally thinking, well, if you don't have a local team or some sort of local flair, then maybe, obviously, if there's a Lexington team or a Scott County, Madison Central in 2013 drew 123,000 fans, an average of 15,000 and change.
And that's only 4 years ago.
And isn't there a little bit of the, there was no Kentucky basketball going on and people wanted to see it?
Like, that's right? The thing. They were in the NIT that
year. They're in the NIT and there's a lot of talk around Hawkins. Cal's there watching. We want to be a part of this. We want to go see this kid, the homegrown kid, make this crazy run. We want to be there. We want to see it. We want to watch Cal watching him.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
We'll watch Cal watch anything.
Exactly.
But
so
I don't see it. It's different every year, depending on the teams that are in it, depending on what else is going on. But if you've got Kentucky and Louisville like you did this year, both teams, you know, as two seeds, the tournament starting, it's just... If you can watch all the tournament games and then throw open your phone and see what's going on at the Sweet 16, there's not a real need to be there.
And I would argue, I mean, UK and U of L both played twice on that weekend that the boys' Sweet 16 was happening. You still had 90-plus thousand.
Yeah.
I call that a big win.
Yeah.
Now, and there is still the talk of moving the date. You know, maybe we do shift it in hopes of not competing with Kentucky, Louisville,
The weekend before that is the SEC tournament.
What are you going to do?
And so many people go to Nashville.
It has to be played. Just play it. Played at Rupp. And you're still going to get really good crowds.
Yeah.
That's how, I mean, I view the Dunbar that just from being there last year and seeing it, it was more that no one was there from DOS. I know there's some DOS people probably out there that are not going to like hearing that. Like, wait, we were there. Look. In terms of filling Rupp Arena, it was very heavily pro-Dunbar.
Yeah.
Because it's in town. And DOS just did not bring a ton of people.
You know, I'll admit that the only Sweet 16 game I have been to since leaving Channel 18 is the Madison Central
Ballard
game.
Which was unbelievable. Yeah.
But that was also, Kentucky was in the NIT. It was, you know, Quentin Snyder versus Dominique Hawkins, so you had the future. You
and know. My guy, Kenjo Bosley, because I'm partial, who hit the game-winning shot.
He did hit the game-winning shot, didn't he?
He was an all-star for Happy Osborne at Kentucky Wesleyan. Yeah. Played in the reseason ABC Division II game. He'll be playing some pro ball overseas.
So that's the only one I've been to.
People want to see good basketball. Yeah. This year, Covington Scott, Jake Omer was averaging 30-something points a game.
Yeah, he was the star of the tournament.
Unbelievable. I mean, he's going to play at Western Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Played his way into getting a Division I scholarship.
Yeah.
He was getting looks from NAI teams. He was Cumberland.
But Rick Stansberry was there.
And Rick Stansberry's there because, well, not playing NCAA tournament basketball.
Right.
And sees this, again, a Kentucky kid just going off. And that's what it's about. Right, I'm sure if you go ask Jake Omer, hey, would you have rather played in your backyard at NKU or do what you did on the Rupp Arena floor, he would say, give me the Rupp Arena floor in my Western Kentucky scholarship.
Yes.
Over playing at BB&T Arena in the backyard.
Yes.
Where we play our region championship game.
Yes.
That's where region championship games played. You know what I mean? It's the same thing with EKU. Like, that's where you play the 11th region. You don't play a state championship at a smaller college.
Listen,
game.
Kentucky does it right by having a one-class system.
Absolutely.
Don't screw this up by taking it out of the most
revered
historic arena where I mean, it's just, you know, I want to go to Rupp.
It's awesome. I really do. I mean, to me too, and this will probably sound weird, I think it's cooler watching a high school game at Rupp because we've been to so many UK, right? It's just, it's neat going to a UK game at Rupp, but you go to a lot of them, you get accustomed to it in the guys and you know the level of basketball, but it's neat to see. There's always going to be one crazy performance in the Sweet 16. Who's it going to be? And
this year it was the cheerleader from Taylor County. Well,
I thought Dan was going to get right out there with him.
Dan stood up and
cheered.
Slow clapped him.
And rightfully so.
Yeah.
I said, Thunder, go bring the noise. You know what I mean?
He couldn't get over it.
He can do it. Why don't you start flipping? Like, what have you done with your life? You know? Just saying.
Dan's got that low center of gravity. Yeah. You'd think once he got...
Get going, man.
Yeah.
I'll push you.
The inertia would just keep him keep him going.
Mind over matter.
But yeah, no, the Jake Omer was...
That was the incredible. Big story. Now, of course, Zion Harmon for Bowling Green, the eighth grader. Word on the street is he is probably not going to be at Bowling Green once he's a ninth grader. Hmm. But I think he might be headed down to Nashville. Play for one of the big boy schools. Maybe Ensworth, Tennessee, perhaps.
Hard to blame him.
Yeah, I got 4 years ahead of me, and I like BG, but I got me a ring. I'll go.
Yeah.
I'm going to go play with the big boys.
Just a quick update on the air conditioning situation in here, which it has been steadily rising. We are now up to 79 degrees in here.
Got a box fan going, though.
It doesn't. That box fan has not done anything. And this is like we're going on 3 weekends in a row, right?
Yeah.
And we're not even like, it's not even hot outside yet.
Now that I'm thinking about it, how is it 79 in here? It's like a greenhouse effect.
Oh, I know.
It's getting like, even hotter, but it's like 65 outside.
And like we can't open windows. Does anyone from the station like listen to this show? Because it has been 3 weekends in a row where I'm just like, I'm literally sweating in here. I'm uncomfortable and I'm sweating. I'm the talent, for God's sake.
I thought that was Krispy Kreme.
No, it's like perspiration.
Yeah.
I'm glistening. Are you not hot? You have like a jacket on. It's 79 degrees in here.
And I run hot, too. I guess I've given up.
I mean, like, the back of my neck is dripping. So gross. That shouldn't... And this equipment in here is already from, like, 19-something, right?
78.
It shouldn't be overheating. Like, maybe we should be taking better care of this equipment. I mean, it's set to 68 in here. And it's reading 79. That's terrible.
It's balmy.
It'll go down. Maybe.
It won't go. It'll go down like in the middle of the night. It'll drop down to like 75.
It's the warmth that we brought to the room. Because there's a lot of love.
I mean, next week when Dan's back, he always brings like the largest coffee possible, hot coffee.
Yeah, he brings hot coffee.
That was cold.
This was cold. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
I had this nice... extra large. If there's not a super, you can't tell me there's not a super size. Like, look at the size of this frappe.
Frappe.
Yeah.
Those are delicious, I will say.
If you say frappy, you're a frappy person?
No, I say frappe. Yeah, but I'm very
sometimes
French.
I gotta hit them with the frappy, because it's like there's a pause in the drive-thru.
Ever say frap, do you? Because no. That's incorrect.
I really just want to say the cold... caramel beverage. Caramel or caramel?
I'm caramel.
Caramel?
Yeah.
Caramel. I probably say caramel most of the time.
Yeah. I don't know anyone who says caramel, really.
I need a caramel. Sounds a little too uppity.
Yeah. All right, we've got one segment left, mercifully, and then I'm going to go outside and try to cool down here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Have you ever thought about what's inside the air inside your home? Soot, pollen, dust, fungal spores. Maybe you should talk indoor air quality with Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling.
Uh-oh. Hi, it's Kim. And ladies, we know the guys don't make all the decisions. So call me at 859-252-3519 to schedule any of your plumbing, heating, or cooling needs today.
Visit BarkleyBlevins.com for more information. Indoor air quality with Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling.
The timeless elegance of Oriental rugs. The perfect foundation for any decor. Whether it's the formal beauty of a dining room or the soft comfort of a family room. Kazai Rug Outlet has the largest selection in the Midwest. And a 100% lifetime trade-in policy. That's right, a 100% lifetime trade-in policy. If you buy a qualifying hand knotted at Kazai Rug today and change colors next year, you can bring it back and get 100% of what you paid as in-store credit at any time. Come see us at Kazai Rug Outlet in the Idle Hour Shopping Center on Richmond Road. Kazai Rugs. We make luxury affordable.
At Paris Animal Welfare Society, located in Bourbon County, we fight every day to help give the stray and abandoned animals of Central Kentucky a second chance at a wonderful life. Of course, we don't do this work alone. Paws relies on a team of volunteers and animal fosters who are passionate about ensuring that each animal finds their perfect forever family. If you live in the Lexington Paris area and love animals like we do, we want you to join us in our life-saving work. Sign up today to become an animal foster or volunteer by visiting our website at www.pawspets.org. That's PAWSPets.org.
You know, it was right about 2 years ago at this time that a new restaurant opened on Main Street. And it's quickly become a favorite for anybody that wants the best steaks and the best seafood. It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood. They were just named one of the best steakhouses in the nation by TastingTable.com, a very big national website. Why don't you give them a visit? It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood on Main Street. TonysSteaksAndSeafood.com.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
All right, Alex, appreciate you being in here with us this weekend. You got any plans for the rest of the day? Are you planning on watching the Masters or listening to it here on WLXG.com?
I will probably catch the end of it. Might go run some errands, you know, do some Sunday stuff, get ready for the week, but then settle in.
We are going on a picnic.
Yeah, you saw
At Jacobson Park.
You're fishing.
Bringing the fishing poles.
I
won't be fishing, no. But
is John?
We're going with some friends. John does fish. He tries to. Yeah, we went on a Disney cruise in February, and John stayed back with my parents, and he went deep sea fishing, He caught like a 40-pound cobia.
Oh,
but he goes fish. He goes fishing every now and then. Yeah. So Sam will fish, and we're going with some friends. They'll fish.
And you'll hang out.
I guess I'll just watch the baby and eat.
Yeah. Just watch the baby and eat.
Which is kind of what I do on Sundays anyway. But when it's not on my couch, it seems like a real pain in the butt.
It's almost like you're working.
It's a lot like
I'm working. Almost like you're babysitting instead of being a parent, right? Like if you're not at home, it's like, well, I'm really trying to entertain this kid. What's going on?
Why did we buy all those toys?
Yeah. They're at
the
house.
We don't need to leave the house.
Now I'm packing them all up.
Yeah.
So go entertain. No, let's just do it right here.
Why can't she just play the Xbox like the other one does?
Yeah, here's a controller.
We have actually given her a controller. Yeah. We've taken the batteries out of one from the old Xbox.
Just
and
get
so
used to this.
She plays it while John and Sam play NBA 2K or
does
whatever
they
play.
Does she think she's doing something?
I think so, yes.
That's the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she thinks.
I did that to the nephew once. I had another controller because he was like, oh, I want to play Tiger Woods. I want to play golf. And I actually let him play a hole. It was going nowhere quick because he was only like 2.5 at the time. So it was just button mashing. He had no idea. And then he gets upset, though, because it's like, I see it on TV and or whatever, like, it's supposed to go in the hole. I'm not even close to doing that. So I just popped the other controller on, and all of a sudden he significantly improved, turned his off.
And see, it's so fun for him.
He thought he was the greatest golfer in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, she gets bored pretty quick, so she'll play around with it a little bit, and then she goes back to dancing and princesses. But she does say basketball.
Ooh, what was the first word?
Probably daddy. Mom, she says mommy, daddy. Every time you change your diaper, she goes, ew!
That's awesome.
She says, love you. She says a lot of people's names.
Now. Okay.
Just a lot of people's names. But, you know, bye-bye. My favorite thing that she does now is pick up anyone's phone and go, hello? But it's just like that. Hello?
We'll work on L's later.
And so that's kind of, and she has like her own conversations with her. So she says bubble, she says turtle, she makes animal noises, you know, the typical things.
Did she ever have a jumparoo?
Yes.
I just put the jumparoo together. We got a jumparoo yesterday.
He's probably a little ways away from it.
He's
right?
Tall enough and he can hold his head up.
Okay. Well, then
now
jump away.
He liked looking at, he's still not to the, I can grab everything and actually play with it. But he does like to kind of throw the hands around and smack at stuff and loves colors and movement. So,
yeah.
He was getting up into it.
I will say once they start doing stuff like that, it gets so much more fun. I mean, you have to chase her around like crazy.
See, that's, I keep saying to people, you know, they're like, what you mentioned earlier, what's the one surprise or something? And, you know, right now, I guess I'm actually surprised because it's about what I expected. Like, he can't run around, he can't stick his finger in the electrical outlet, he can't do all the fun stuff yet, right? Like, there's no danger.
Yeah, like, she will definitely go up to the stove or the microwave and go, ha, ha, ha. Like, that's hot, yes, that's hot.
Uh-oh. Like, the nephew's like kind of like a little pyro.
Yeah.
Like, there was a sign that somebody gave the sister-in-law, and obviously Jamie's sister, and he may or may not have torched it in the garage. So we don't have that sign. Extra crispy.
Josh went all Beavis and Butthead there. Cool. Fire. Fire, fire.
Yeah, he just goes out in the garage, pulls open drawers. What's this? Oh, it's a vice grip? That's neat. I'll play with
it. Vice grip. Oh, a staple gun? Cool.
Yeah. How's that work? Oh, well, there it is.
Yeah.
Turns out it's a pressure release on my thigh. Gonna need to make a hospital run. Somebody pick
me up.
He's
like, cool, I'll drive.
Yeah. He'd be wood if you let him. Runaway train.
So, yeah, we'll run around at the park today.
Nice. It's a great day to do it.
It is. And my hope is that it will expend enough energy that when we do get home,
they're out.
They will nap, and I then will watch the rest of the Masters. That's my intent.
I like it.
I think it's a good plan. And if it doesn't fail, I think it might just work.
60% of the time, it works every time.
I do know how to wear some kids out now.
Yeah?
I can let them run around till they're, yeah.
I feel like I'm getting older. Is that, you know?
You look it.
Do I look worn out?
Yeah.
Just because, you know, like, I can't keep up with the nephew as much. Like, he's getting older, so he always wants to, like, keep going, keep going, keep going. And I remember, like, I used to be able to, like, really entertain him.
And oh, they now have endless amounts of energy.
Now it's like, okay, hold on just a minute.
Yeah.
I just need to sit down.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, I'm there.
And then he's getting on. And then they're like, oh, come on. Like, who? Come on. Get up. Let's do stuff.
Yeah, I'm there. I ruined my kid by being lazy. Like that.
It might work out for you in the future, though.
I'm like, why don't you watch his TV show? Just see, I think you'll really enjoy it.
And he did.
He did. And he loved TV.
And if you also said, I told him to guess how old I am. He said 44. Which is cool, like, if I was close to that.
I'm not even there yet.
And I was like, man, Look, 44? He has no concept of age or time, but still.
That's old.
And then he was informed that I was 28. Whoa. His mind blew. He was like, that's low. I was like, yeah.
Right, because it's usually it's like 30 is the mark of like old.
Yeah, he's just used to hearing, you know, like...
For kids, like 30 is old.
Yeah. Like, what is that? Mm-hmm. What do you mean, 30?
Yeah.
Like, I'll be 30 one day?
It happens fast, kids. God, 40 comes quick.
What is it from Billy Madison? Stay in fourth grade as long as you can. We have fun.
We have fun. Thanks for being with us this weekend. Next weekend is Easter weekend, but we will presumably be here celebrating Josh's last 2 days with the Dan and Mary Jo Show. And Dan will also be back next weekend. And, we've got this spring, the blue-white game to talk about. That's coming up Friday night.
SEC Network.
And so we'll talk about that on Saturday right here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Have a great weekend.
We were very active in our time here. Everybody knows about Camelback.